It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And boy, there's a lot going on in the legislature that you need to know about. Okay. AB 129 suppresses political free speech. We'll get to that in just a second, though. First off, I want to thank you for hanging on for the second hour of the Monica J. Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, love to have you participate, and that is, do you think that the brothels should be open? We have brothels in some counties. Lyon County is trying to, well, a couple people in Lyon County are trying to make it so the brothels can reopen. Because again, you know, we're going back to that, oh, let's declare an emergency and then we get to decide what businesses will stay open and what businesses will have to close. Huh. Isn't that convenient? So, 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And we appreciate their support on that so much. And Friday's poll question, okay? Should grocery store workers receive hazard pay during the so-called COVID crisis? 20% of those participating in the poll said yes. 67% said no. 12% said, I support Kroger and their common sense store closures. Imagine that. Supporting a business and allowing them to do their thing. So, if Kroger can't afford an extra $4 an hour for all of its employees, shut the store down. Have it become reality for the people who are supporting these elected representatives who are making these just horrendous, horrendous decisions. So going back to what I was originally talking about, I will get to in just a second because I want to bring y'all the gun news that is going crazy. But somebody just sent me this, and I find it fantastic. As once again, the Supreme Court is still, you know, they've thrown out a few cases that they don't want to hear, but they haven't gotten to the big ones yet. So we're still waiting on the Supreme Court. But this is huge news out of the, it got chopped off. I think this is maybe the Gateway Pundit. New Hampshire Senate votes 24-0 to force the state to perform an audit of Windham, New Hampshire's November 3rd elections. By the way, Arizona, Maricopa County, they are instructing, or they're instituting more, let's see, how do I want to say this? I don't have the story right in front of me, but they're making it easier for the government, the elected representatives, to actually have control over their elections just so they can do an audit. People have been told by judges, release the audit machines or release the machines for audit. Do this, do that. And they're still refusing. What are they hiding? So, we'll see. It's coming up. Everywhere we turn, Everywhere we turn, they're coming after the guns. Joe Biden said he would, and they are. So let me throw this out to you. The state of Missouri, they are going after those who infringe on the Constitution and our Second Amendment rights, which I believe is, in my opinion, absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm not asking you to boycott anybody, but you have to let your voice be heard with your money. Because if you don't, well, then there's really no hope, because guess what? Your representatives aren't hearing you, or at least the Democrats aren't. I can't imagine one Republican voting for this, but you know what? I've seen stranger things. So this is coming from Town Hall. This was written yesterday by Beth Bowman. And roughly 200 businesses, the business leaders, now remember, it's not the employees per se. It's just like when you see unions come together. Roughly 200 business leaders and businesses that are backing gun control initiatives. Do you go to these places? I'm not going to list off all 200, but just some pretty big names on here. AMC Theaters, AT&T, AutoZone, Bank of America, Beyond Meat. Oh, pff, there's a shocker. Somebody who's also in line to take away. You know, there's another thing Bill Gates says that just totally bypasses everybody. That rich countries need to give up beef. The real stuff. You might want to look into who actually owns Beyond Meat and who's involved with that. Gun regulation. Oh, Bloomberg. Boy, there's a no-brainer. Burger King. Chipotle. CNN. There's a no-brainer. Costco. Credit Karma. Dannon. Delta Airlines, Dick's Sporting Goods. Well, we knew about Dick's. Disney. How about that next order you have delivered for dinner? DoorDash. eBay. Ecolab. Gap. Gateway Computers. GE. Geico. These names sounding familiar? Gucci. Hallmark Cards. Hard Rock Cafe. Some people's favorites in here. Levi Strauss. Lyft. MetLife. Microsoft. Next Door. For people who are sharing information about meetings and everything with Next Door, just keep that in mind. That is a liberal country, a liberal company out of San Francisco. So, I don't know, but I would not be surprised if everything that you write on Nextdoor is being tracked and saved. Panera Bread, PayPal, Pinterest. Postmates, lots of food delivery places here. That's interesting. Reddit, well, I think we kind of all figured Reddit out by now. Showtime Cable Network, Shutterstock? Sonic? Boy, lots of restaurants. Square and Twitter. Squarespace, Subway. It's just, it's so sad to see these companies that you have made successful. Tom's, Uber. So many more. Yelp, boy, there's a shocker. 200 businesses whose leaders are backing gun control initiatives. You talk with your money. Talk with your money, because elected representatives, at least on the Democrat side, they're not listening. And your Second Amendment rights will be eradicated. It's just what's going to happen. And it's just the start. Some of these companies out there are going way too far. Sounds pretty racist, but McDonald's will punish executives if they hire too many white people. They announced this last week. What is Coca-Cola now doing? Coca-Cola is having people sit down at computers and figure out ways that if they are white, that they can be less white. It's not about mom and pops. Mom and pop shops are being put out of business left and right. Government representatives have come out and said, we don't need mom and pops. We need them to fail for corporate takeover. Because it will be corrupt government officials and corporations who are calling the shots. They're the ones with the jobs. So if you want a job, you have to abide by their rules. Are you not seeing this? You have to follow whatever they put in place for you. That includes getting a vaccine if they want you vaccinated. That includes, well, let's just say it includes the worst possible things imaginable. But the majority of people will give into it because they don't want to lose their job. They don't want to lose their income. Well, how many people lost their income from when this all started and still haven't been compensated yet? There's still a lot of them out there. Thousands. Thousands in Nevada and hundreds of thousands across the country and around the world. Because they know what's going on. They see where this is going. And it's never too late to get involved and push back. I'm not saying violently. I'm talking about with your votes, with your money. Because that really is what makes the world go around. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll get back to the Nevada State Legislature right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Kim and Kanye are officially divorcing. The couple asked for privacy during this painful time. Well, Kanye did. Kim, on the other hand, will star in a modest 6-part e-docuseries, I'm Single Again. Like mother, like daughter. Federal agents in Cincinnati seized $2.8 million worth of cocaine-coated frosted flakes. In related news, Charlie Sheen won't have breakfast this week. And officials say the Texas power grid was seconds away from a total collapse. Fortunately, residents of Dallas are used to epic collapses thanks to the Cowboys. This is not headline news.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today and anytime. I just greatly appreciate it. Because if I can share something with you that you didn't know about, then you can share it with someone else. And that's how we keep the information going. Because the mainstream media is not doing you any favors. You have to look outside of the box when it comes to the internet. Don't use Google. DuckDuckGo. Not only are you not being, well, tracked, your information is private, but they also give you stories that Google is suppressing. Why do they suppress them? Because they don't want you to know about them. Sky News Australia. Sky News Australia actually tackled the issue of Joe Biden's dementia. This is something that you have got to see. Just put it into DuckDuckGo. Sky News Australia. Joe Biden dementia. People around the world are seeing what's going on, and they are watching the United States of America, because if the United States falls to the globalization, to whatever you want to call it, New World Order, cabal, blah, 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 then the world falls. And the world, let me tell you, in some countries, they are not putting up with it. You see the protests, the marches in the streets with millions of people in places like Germany. People coming out with the vaccination travel card. They are going to shut you out of everything if you don't get this experimental DNA-altering drug in your system. You will not be able to work. You will not be able to go to school. You will not be able to go to the grocery store. You will not be able to go to the gas station. You will not be able to travel. Not just internationally either. Just, you know, state to state. If you don't have this vaccination. Why is that? Why would they push something so radical? Because Trump got in there for 4 years and derailed all of their plans. And so they have to kick it back in to high gear. We have to watch what's going on in our legislature just as much as what we are watching around the country. So people getting all up in arms with Joe Biden putting through a bill that basically says transgenders can play in any sport they want for their gender identification. They can use whatever bathroom they want. Well, that's Biden. You know, that's going on right here as well. SJR8. Is up for approval by the legislature. It is the most radical and disastrous state of equal rights amendment proposal. It proposes, or if it passes, it then goes on the ballot. It passed in the last special session or the regular session? I can't remember. Equal rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the state or any of its political subdivisions on account of race, color, creed, sex, sexual orientation, gender, identity, or expression, age, disability, ancestry, or national origin. Well, that sounds great, doesn't it? That just sounds like something we should all accept each other and go on. Well, you have to look a little deeper. It's the most radical ERA anywhere in the United States. It will mean tax-funded abortions, like New Mexico and Connecticut have under their state's ERAs. SJR 8 will mean, under the Nevada Constitution, the loss of religious liberty for individuals, businesses, employees, and teaching your own beliefs to your children. Teaching biblical principles like marriage between a man and a woman. That, under this, will be hate speech. It will take away privacy. It'll take away privacy from your children in school bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, and in motels on school trips. There's so much more. We'll be back to check in on some more of the not necessarily radical ideas because, well, they've been out there for a while with the left, but the disastrous ideas that the Nevada State Legislature is putting through on the Monica Jay Show after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And Cindy, you are absolutely right. I used the term disastrous in the last half hour when I was talking about some policies that Nevada is putting into place. And sinister would be a much, much better word. I like that. Plus, it puts it into place. Sinister. Total control. Takeover. And there's lots more to come. Remember, 1,500 bills is the cap. So they're going to push everything they can. All right, today's poll question, once again, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should brothels be allowed to open safely? Some people just looking for companionship. Hate to tell you this, but if you support the Constitution, you have to support all of it. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We're not supposed to be making laws and rules against all of that. Safety is the key word. Thank you for not bombarding me with the emails and the texts about how, you know, brothels, this is just the gateway to human trafficking. Yeah, I know that. But you don't take away a person's right to make a livelihood. You make sure that whatever livelihood they choose, that they are safe. And they are not being forced to do something against their will. And that you have options for them. Restrictions, rules, that those aren't options. That's just a tyrannical mindset. 991fmtalk.com. Friday's poll question, should grocery store workers receive hazard pay during the so-called COVID crisis? Even though numbers have gone down by 77% and we were only supposed to be shut down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve, which everybody did, but yet we're still all shut down. So I hope this is a peek into the future for you. California, Florida. Same numbers. Basically, the same numbers. California, devastated economically. Florida, thriving. One is shut down, one isn't. Same outcome on numbers for COVID. Dr. Fauci can't explain that. States that remained open? Not even the death rate that the shutdown states are looking at. And can we please say thank you, God, for hearing our prayers and going after Andrew Cuomo? The majority of the deaths in this country actually from COVID-19 in nursing homes in California, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, and most of all, New York. Cuomo got an Emmy. He wrote a book. The very incompetent press secretary for the White House. You know, we'll circle back to that. Says that New York and Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard for COVID mitigation. The gold standard? Really? Killing off the elderly? Never thought of that as the gold standard. But finally, the FBI, formal investigation. It's about time. Justice in this country is very slow going. Very slow going. I meant to bring you something from... you should see all the pages that I have opened here. I mean, just going through everything again. John Hopkins Medical School professors wonder why no one is talking about the 77% decline in new China virus cases, because that ruins their narrative. Things going on behind the scenes that aren't making national news. Our history being erased right before our eyes. This is the latest one. Laura Ingalls Wilder. Her name is being removed from a prestigious award over outdated attitudes. Her work reflects dated cultural attitude towards Indigenous people and people of color. That's what the association that issues the award said. Yeah, because that was the time that these books were written, that she lived in. She was accounting her life. No, I just erase her. And so much so, that's not even good enough for these people. Cancel culture is now going after Shakespeare. Yes, Shakespeare himself. Unflipping believable. You have to watch what these people are doing. And you ask me all the time, how do we get in this situation? How do we get Republicans that are just so easily flipping over to Democrats and helping them in their pursuit of total control? Well, you must have missed this story. Jeff Flake confirms he's been in touch with the Biden administration about a potential ambassador appointment. Also, Cindy McCain. Yeah. That's how you flip on your countrymen. That's how you flip on countries. It's all about power, control, recognition. And it just goes on and on and on. I did not know this, but again, it falls into place of thank you, first off, for the text about how you cannot put a stimulus package out in a one-size-fits-all. You would think that inmates who are incarcerated pretty much have everything set. You know? Three squares and a cot? Oh, forget the saying. Did you know that inmates can now receive both stimulus packages? Yeah. One size fits all. So incredible. I keep getting this one. Biden needs to be arrested. Yes, he needs to be prosecuted because he said that he stormed the Senate chambers at the age of 21 and was arrested. But you know what? Did he really? Remember, he was supposedly walking out with Mandela, walked with him out of prison and, you know, got shot at. And it's just, these people just make up stories to fulfill whatever expectations of excitement that they need. It's just bad. So one of the bills that I find is very, or executive order, is very suspicious on how this was all a trial run. Everything that we're going through. It was a trial run to see who would wear masks, who wouldn't, what businesses would fight back, who wouldn't, where the flaws were in their control system, and Biden is taking care of one of that. He is making an executive order out protecting worker health and safety. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Safety and health. That's how they get you. Because you know what this is doing? His executive order is expanding the authority of OSHA to include measures like mask wearing and social distancing in private businesses. Do you see that? What was the biggest pushback in this whole, thank you, Cindy, sinister operation that they've got going on? OSHA. OSHA didn't have the right to come in and fine you to, you know, report back. But here you go. Now they do. Thanks to Joe Biden. Protecting the federal workforce. Oh, we love that word protection. Protect us. We can't do anything for ourselves. Protecting the federal workforce is an order to unionize federal employees. What does that do? It protects bad performers from termination. If you believe in God, if you go to church, whatever your religion is, this is the biggest bunch of BS. Establishment of the White House of faith-based and neighborhood partnerships. It is an order to expand policymaking with regards to community faith-based programs. To an operator of a church outreach program? Can there be anything scarier than a federal employee telling you that they're going to partner with you and your church? That's not what they're doing. It's having control over what your church is doing. If you are teaching in your religious school, in your faith-based school, whatever, that marriage is between a man and a woman, that's going to be hate speech. You're not going to be allowed to do that. This is all on the horizon of the flat-out determination to destroy this country. Three hots and a cot. Thank you very much, Vince. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate that. They are so far in to destroying this country. But it's never too late. It's never too late to push back. Push back against things like SJR8. Get on it. Another one. Oh, I have to thank Paul White. I will put this up again on my webpage as soon as I get to it. But there's a new 5-minute video that was put out by PragerU, another organization you should be following. Prager University, PragerU. It's a 5-minute video about what your kids are learning in school. You know, I'm not too hot to get the schools reopened. Because let me tell you, parents, it is way better for you. I don't care about the babysitting. I know it's tough. Get together with other parents. You don't have to do this alone. Homeschool your kids. Teach them the real meaning of life. The necessities that they will need and not all of this social BS. Teach them about science. Teach them about reading and writing, proper etiquette. It's up to you. If you don't take control over your parents, if parents don't take control over their child's education, then we failed them. We absolutely failed them. Because it used to just be indoctrination of university students. Now it's the indoctrination of K through 12. Sit down and watch the cartoons that your kids watch. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's everywhere. Wrap up the show with just a couple more things that the legislature is doing, like SB 73 and AB 121, right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As we've got 2 minutes to wrap up the program here, I want to leave you with the fact that Missouri County actually passed a law allowing the sheriff to arrest federal agents who violate the Second Amendment rights of people. Newton County, Missouri, they've taken a bold step in protecting the Second Amendment rights of its citizens by enacting a new ordinance. Remember, it boils down to your county sheriff and your rights. Don't let them take them away. Get on to NevadaPatriot.net. Check out the things that I've been following. For instance, SB 73 is going to introduce new taxes for the city of Reno. Because, boy, the city wanted that. They want you to pay for everything. AB 121 will allow voting over the internet, which is only going to further corrupt our election process. And additionally, AB 129 is something that Janine Hansen with Nevada Families for Freedom. Wow. It reverses legislation that she fought for and was passed regarding campaign finance reporting. Don't you want to know who's financing these campaigns? I sure as heck do. You got to follow along. Go to NevadaPatriot.net, and it's got the links to the different things. Also, go to my page. I will link this there, but also the legislative links. And yes, I have heard your complaints, and I will be moving the legislative links to the top of the page so people can actually find them easier. Pretty much everything that we've talked about today, I will also make sure it is available for you on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. Have a blessed day. It's Monday. It's the start of a brand new week. Make it great. Love you. Be back tomorrow, 10 to noon on 92.3 and 99.1.